What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports in Manhattan, Kansas. On the recording this on this Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. I'm sorry, folks. All things K-State sports. Football, women's volleyball, women's soccer. Later on, men's and women's basketball. And for the first time here in the 2024-25 season, we're talking men's golf. A while ago, we talked a little bit about the K-State women's golf team. This is the first time we've taken a look at another victory of the Wildcat Invitational for the K-State men's golf team once again, folks, out there protecting home field advantage. We're calling it home field advantage. Y'all know what it is, folks, with this team. The K-State men's golf team, once again, third straight. This has to be a third straight year that they've won a Wildcat Invitational. They've taken care of home field advantage once again. Third consecutive victory at home. They're in an impressive way to start once again for this team. Colbert Hills Golf Course out in Manhattan, Kansas. Yep, I know where that's at. I know that pretty well. But anyways, Nicholas Mason, was the story of this entire tournament. And last year, if I remember correctly, it was Cooper Schultz that was the talk of the town. This time around, one of the other veteran of this team, Nicholas Mason, was rolling in this tournament. And just to kind of fast forward here a little bit, Mason tallied his first collegiate individual championship for the first time in his K-State career at 11 under total. And yesterday, we're just going to recap yesterday because we're sort of behind a little bit. We were going to update you on it, but yeah, we got to sidetrack a little bit. But we're going to go right down. We're going straight down Broadway, right? Just to finish up on Nicholas Mason here. Once again, total 11 under. 205, 3 under yesterday. His 3-round total of 205 tie for the lowest competitive 54-hole score by a Wildcat at Colbert Hills and tie for 15th overall in Kansas State history. And on the other side of that coin, right, I mentioned Cooper Schultz, right? He dominated this tournament last year. And really, if I make a mistake, I think he did it the first time to set off this little run for K-State at Colbert Hills. Schultz, yesterday, 8 under par, 64. He was plus 27 on the leaderboard there. He was tied for second, and it tied for third lowest round in K-State history, while it was the lowest competitive round by Wildcat ever. And it mentioned ever at Colbert Hills as well. Grant Robbins, we hear him for the first time here on this podcast. He says, quote, "I am really proud of our team and how they competed this week." He goes on to say, quote, "The course setup and conditions today were very difficult, and I thought we played some pretty solid golf. I am really proud of Nick for going wire to wire and securing his first win, and was glad to see Cooper bounce back in such a big way. It was a great team win as we got contributions from everyone. The schedule gets a bit tougher now, so we just have to keep working on getting better and better," end quote. There from Coach Robbins. Yeah, so Cooper Schultz, and I want to touch just on this. Cooper Schultz kind of was the down year for him last year after such a good year the year before that one as well. So you really going to need, this is a huge, first off, this is going to be a huge, this is a huge momentum boost for Nicholas Mason. This actually for me comes out of nowhere. He's been a good role player, don't get me wrong, but damn, that's pretty solid for him and Cooper Schultz. If this golf team is going to get back to its ways, team-wise anyways, and being right there in the mix for these invitational wins, they need him to be what he was. Not that Cooper Schultz last year that I kind of looked down on the scoring sheet, but the Schultz prior to that one. So that's huge. And to go wire to wire in this age, but in golf, that's pretty damn impressive. That, especially in collegiate like that. I mean, teams can go wire to wire, but individually, I mean, that's something I don't think, club or not, fellow K-Stater, K-State women's golf. I don't think she's done that. But she Carl Bernard is, again, I don't know her personally, but so far in her K-State career, she's one of those athletes that gets better as the game or the weekend progresses, right? She's very good. To go wire to wire like this, that is huge. That should be a huge boost for Nicholas Mason in the cast. You're listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. We're talking men's golf, actually, on the show. A greater third on this unique podcast here, folks, as the K-State Wildcats protect home field and win the Wildcat Invitational for the third straight year. As well here, let's see. Of course you're going to do that. Let's see if we can get some other players up in here. Ian McCray, Sr., Kobe Volacek. We might have butchered his last name. Apologize about that. J.P. Roller, we've heard of him before. And we have freshman Fionn Dobbin. Woo! So we have that here. McCray was tied for fourth place. Best finish as a Wildcat. This is the first time I've mentioned his name on here. There as well. Volacek transferred. He's a new cat. Traded from Virginia Tech. Went even par for the tournament overall to finish seventh place there. J.P. Roller and Dobbin were tied for 10th place there as well. And then another new cat in Tyler Strong, freshman, plus 12 on the leaderboard on the final day there. And was tied for 13th place. Harry Bent, sophomore, tied for 17th. And junior Alex Lindstrom, plus 9 on the final day of the leaderboard there as well. So I know I jumped around the board a little bit, but just want to make some fresh names on that men's golf team for Grant Robbins out over there. So, this is first tournament, and not too bad. You get the win again, so that's very important. Your K-State, Colbert Hills, you want to do you well in front of the home folks. You did that, took care of business, and now the Cats now will have to wait until the end of the month to hop back on the golf course for, what is it, the Blessings Collegiate Invitational, September 30th through October 2nd in Arkansas. Of course it is. Fayetteville, Arkansas is the next destination for K-State men's golf team. So congratulations to the men's golf team for taking care of business. Third straight win in the Wildcat Invitational. Nicholas Mason, wire to wire in the individual title there as well. Boom, baby. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports you can get. Wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. Again, we'll be back tomorrow over on a boat. We'll be recording over on the Podbean app. Oh, if I get the words out, the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app. If you don't have the Podbean app, what you waiting on? Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, GRIER, the number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast. Again, that's GRIER, the number 3 EDDIE apostrophe S podcast. And that you should be able to find right there, bonus coverage of the Pearl Project Podcast. All episodes with my co-host Alex Aiden. We will be doing kind of a go around the horn look at soccer, volleyball, and of course, talk football leading right up. We'll talk BYU on that as well. So, but huge win for the men's golf team. Coach Grant Robbins setting the tone in Nicholas Mason and Cooper Schultz leading the way for the K-State men's golf team. That's going to put a pin on this episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. The Pearl Project Podcast rocks on. Go Cats.